702.
The Friday Mix. Food.
And on today's food feature, we have just had the most scrumptious tapas. Honestly speaking, I'm like on a high. I just wish we could add it with wine, but perhaps after the show, we can look at that. In studio today, in our food feature, we have Walter Melato, who is the owner of Le Wine Chambre, which is a wine bar based in Ilovo Santon. And they're committed to providing impeccable first-class dining experience through their unique tapas menu, which is fantastic. It's almost second to none, in my opinion. And it's coupled with a selection of fine boutique wines and champagnes from all over South Africa and internationally. Welcome to the show. How are you doing, Walter?
Thank you very much.
So we had a bit of a chat before, while we were busy tasting your fantastic tapas, about how you actually got into the food industry, because you're a trained engineer.
That's correct, yes.
So retell the story if possible, please.
Look, I've spent the last 20, 25 years as an engineer. I worked for Eskom for about 12, 13. Mm-hmm. And the last 12 years I was with the city of Johannesburg. I was doing the housing development.
Yes.
But I've always had a soft spot for wine.
Yes.
I mean, in the late 90s, I was in Richards Bay and I started buying wine by the boxes. I mean, 12 at the time. And that's where I started, because I mean, when I was in Eskom in Richards Bay, in 98, 97, there was not much to do in Richards Bay then.
Mm.
There was only one mug and bean and a spa.
Yes.
So that's where I started. And so I've always been, when I travel the world, I've always had this thing that I must always bring one bottle of wine from the States and bring it home. So that's where the love started.
Oh, sure.
I love cooking as well. And I love hosting. So in a circle of my friends, if anything, I'm the one who's always having tongs and cooking.
So you're the person that everybody wants to, if you're throwing a party, all your friends are there, they know it's going to be a good one.
That's correct.
Now, so the decision to go from being an engineer and, you know, in more sort of that profession, what was the turning point for you?
One of the things was, I love South African wine so much. Mm. And I picked a spot that says, in Johannesburg in particular, we don't necessarily have a lot of wine culture.
Mm.
We consume a lot of wines in Gauteng. We buy the most expensive. But I picked up that there was no spot where discerning wine drinkers can go and have a chat amongst themselves without the snobbery.
Mm.
And that's where the whole thing started, where I said, let's get a place where people can be themselves, where they can come and not be judged on how they drink their wine.
Mm.
And coupled to that, create a classy place where people can also enjoy the education on what are they drinking and what type of glassware are they using, and couple that with food. Because the biggest challenge in this industry has always been, people has always associated drinking wine with a particular, in the olden days in marketing, we used to have them LSMs.
Yes.
World class markets. You know, those LSM 7, 8, 9, they were the cheese of drinking wine. So that's the market that we picked. And I said, let's open a wine bar. Let's create a wine culture.
Mm.
Let's get like-minded together. Let those who are drinking anything around wine come as well, and let's educate them.
Yes. And so from what I can hear with the way that you're articulating your story, is that this restaurant started firstly on your love for wine, and secondly, you also, when you're there, you get a bit of an educational experience around wine?
We've got, I'll say, one of the rare breeds in our restaurant, in our wine bar,
yes,
as a sommelier. The guy's name is Eric Botta.
Oh, lovely.
He's been in the industry for a very long time.
Yeah.
So, and he makes education on wine sounds like a lady going to buy a pair of shoes.
That's a beautiful analogy. I love that.
So that's one of the things. And we started, the concept was always have a wine bar.
Mm.
But we learned very quick after opening. We are in the business now for almost a year, a couple of months. Within 3 months, we picked up that people are hungry.
Mm.
You know, our offerings was very small in terms of tapas. We only had about 8 or 9. We've changed the menu over the few months that we've been open, over the few times that we've opened. We've got a full-on menu,
mm,
but we're still concentrating on small bits where you can come, have a wine, and have some good food.
Mm.
And the other thing that we have is, I went to the States and I bought a wine dispensing machine from Napa Valley.
Yes.
And how it works is, so at any given time, if you come to my bar, or our bar, as I call it, you will have at least 20 different wines by the glass.
That is, it just sounds like wine heaven, if I can use that phrase. It really does.
Yep. And how it works, it's, I mean, you come, you buy a cart, it's like a Gautrain cart. You buy a cart, you load money. So if there's five of you, that's the beauty of it. If there's five of you in the same table, you don't have to buy five bottles of wine.
Mm.
So the five of you can have a Chenin, can have a Rosé, somebody can have a Cab Sauv, somebody can have a Merlot, as they say it. You know, some guys call it Merlot, we call it Merlot. You know, so it makes drinking wine easier.
Yes.
And it also makes it, you become yourself.
Mm.
And that's what we sort of pride ourselves on.
Now, another thing that I thought was really good in the way that you've been speaking about your wine bar was the fact that you want to dispel this myth that wine is only for a certain group of people. So can you tell us what your average clientele is? And, you know, and also because you keep referring to this term about you can drink wine and be yourself, because I think before there was always a lot of pomp and ceremony around drinking wine and you had to talk a certain way. And
yep. Well, I also changed the whole concept about changing wine. I mean, everybody say this pomp and I always call it pomp and circumstances. You know? it's all about be yourself when you do something you enjoy.
Yes.
And we also try to create an environment where you be yourself to try and dress something foreign.
Mm.
So that's the look and feel we're presenting. We always say when people come, what do you feel like? Do you feel like red? Do you feel like white? And we'll never judge.
Mm.
And if you want to put an ice cube in your wine, we'll never frown on you, but we'll tell you why it is not necessarily a good idea too. Because if you put an ice cube in a Chardonnay, you're not tasting Chardonnay anymore.
Mm.
Some people might say, I've paid for it. We said, we agree. But we would like you to taste what's in the bottle before you spoil it.
Yes.
You know, and our target market is everybody who's willing to listen to the other guy.
Mm.
So that's why we say, come to our bar and have a conversation with the guy sitting next to you.
Mm.
So we believe in creating a conversation around a glass of wine.
Mm.
And as I said before, you know, wine enthusiasts are like economists. We hop on what happened in the past when the wine was made. Economists will never tell what's going to happen tomorrow. They will tell you why we have recession.
Yes.
Which has passed. So that's the kind of vibe we create.
In case you've just joined us on this this Friday's episode of, well, this Friday's food feature, we're talking to Walter Melato, who is the owner of Le Wine Chambre, which directly translated, I believe, means the wine room. And it is located in Ilovo Santon, talking about wine and just how he got into the industry and just the mix that I want to go into now is the food that is available at your restaurant. How you've selected, you know, the kind of foods that you'll complement.
For starters, I mean, tapas by nature, it's supposed to be small bits, you know. So we've got from chicken, fish, and we've got meat as well. I mean, a fish taco, I always say to people, fish taco goes very well with bubbles in your mouth. So it can either be an MCC, or it can be sparkling wine, or it can be champagne, as we call it, from Paris. And we also have a little bit of vegetarian food. I mean, we've got spinach poppers. I mean, spinach poppers. So
I literally got to taste. I got to taste the fish tacos, which was incredible. The chicken lollipops. I mean, I love chicken. and then the spinach
feta,
which was also just incredible.
And we also do some nice risotto as well.
Mm.
I mean, with mushrooms. So our offering of food sort of attracts foodies and amateurs into drinking wine. And we also try to make our food not too spicy and not too complicated so that you can taste the chicken. We don't want you to come and have our chicken but taste the chicken spice.
Yes.
So we always want you to have what you see and how you present it should be what you taste.
Mm.
And that's how we came up with the menu. I mean, our wine list is quite vast, but we pride ourselves on being a South African wine bar.
Mm-hmm.
So we care about 85% plus of South African wines.
Sure.
And then only 15% it's overseas wines.
That's really good, because that's also feeding directly back into the wine industry in South Africa. Now, outside of the tapas, what else is on your menu? Is it mainly tapas, or do people, can you go there for full meals? So
we've got full meals. Uh-huh. I mean, we've got some lovely short rib, and we do some prawns as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're a fish fanatic, we do a very lovely salmon that we serve with some nice rice or veggies. And we also do our signature beef fillet with some very interesting mushroom sauce that is out of this world. And we pair that, even on our menu, we suggest what wines you can drink, what you can eat the food with. But it's just suggestion. People always associated red meat with red wine.
Yes.
It is not necessarily true.
Okay.
You can still have a decent piece of steak with a wooded Chardonnay, depending on how you feel like.
Yes. And your restaurant has been open for about how long?
We are here 3 months.
Okay.
So we opened previously.
And how's it been going?
It's been going great, I must say. We've got our down moments like any business. One thing that we've learned very quickly, the culture of drinking wine in Johannesburg, it's fairly new.
Please explain that, because in my mind, and I think in a lot of people's minds, everybody drinks wine in, you know, a lot of people drink wine. I don't understand what you mean by the culture being different and the comparison perhaps between Johannesburg wine culture versus Cape Town wine culture.
We buy a lot of wine.
Okay.
In Johannesburg, you know, that's everybody wants to come here and everybody wants to really do something about it. We buy a lot of wines here. But how we drink wine is fairly different from how the guys in the coast drink wine. Because, you see, in Cape Town, they've got wine farms. People wake up in the morning and they go and do wine tasting. We can't do that here.
Yes.
And one of the reasons why we've got the wine dispensing machine is we want to create a little Cape Town in Illovo. So you can come and taste 16 different wines because the machine dispenses a taster, half a glass, and a full glass, you know. And the other thing we've picked up also, I mean, we, not only do we sell wine, we also sell whiskey, and we also sell champagne. And we've got about 12 different types of gins. We don't necessarily sell beer because we are a wine bar.
Yes.
But we do have two craft beers that we sell.
Yes.
But that's not our market.
Yeah.
Our market is mainly wine, whiskey, and gin, which predominantly is wine. It is changing. The culture of wine is changing in Joburg. I mean, guys are coming to have a chat. Guys are coming to sit. Everybody has said to people, Joburgers are always in a hurry.
Yes.
So
yes,
that's why I'm saying our culture of drinking wine, it's still getting there because people want to come. It's one of those, let me have 2 glasses of wine quickly. I'm going somewhere else. And we are saying, don't have it quickly. Come sit down, talk about it, take your shoes out if you can, and let's have fun.
Almost let it be like your home. So you have one of those experiences.
Correct.
And now just in terms of the location for your wine bar slash restaurant, it's really central.
Yeah, we are actually on Colette. It's a 3 Colette Drive. So you come down Colette past the Wanderers Stadium on the right-hand side. Right at the end, as you just coming through Oxford, we are on the right-hand side. So that's where we are.
Yeah.
In terms of parking, people always say, where do we park? We've got parking across the street.
Yes.
That is paid parking on the left-hand side.
Yes.
But, you know, Jovikas, for some reason, they like to look at their cars and they're having a drink. So, but you can Uber, because that's what we always would like our guests to do as well. I mean, if there's 4 of you come in to have some drinks with us, have a dedicated driver so that, you know, we can see you again tomorrow.
And the ambiance at your, at Le Chambre, at the Le Wine Chambre, sorry, it seems as though people go there, you arrive and you think you're going to be in and out quickly, but then you've told stories about how sometimes people get there at about 6 and then next thing they're closing.
Yeah, they close with us because we created it us for a very relaxed atmosphere. We play R&B, we play jazz, we stream music. So we play a lot of different genres. And our music is played in such a way that when you have a chat with someone next to you, you can hear each other speaking. You know, it's not loud music. And I mean, our risotto, I always say, if you have a risotto, it's like we put oxygen in it. So that's why after having it, you will never leave.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now for you, what's been one of the most memorable nights that you've had where it's, you know,
We do live performance now and then.
Yes.
I mean, when we opened, actually on our one year anniversary, we had one gentleman, his name is Eric Kenham from Durban, who does Frank Sinatra cover versions better than Frank Sinatra.
Oh, wow.
You know, so he came and he played. And those were some of the most memorable nights. Some of them is when you get people from overseas and locals coming and asking you, can you recommend a bottle of wine, and you take them through the story of where the wine came from and look at the eyes popping out with enjoyment that says, for starters, for the first time in my whole life, I've ordered a wine and I was never judged. And the person who was selling it to me explained what it means to drink this wine.
Yes.
So that's...
That's really, it's an entire experience. And then the most popular, if I should say, local wine currently at your restaurant, and then the most popular international wine.
Because we do what we do on our machine, we change wine by the glasses almost every 3 months. So we try also, if something becomes popular, we try and get something alternative to it so that we spin it around. We don't want people to say, I'm going to Lewayne to drink X for the next coming 10 years.
Yes.
We want you to come and experience drinking X with a different label. You know, it's summer now. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are drinking a lot of Chenin Blancs because of the sweetness. And Sauvignon Blanc, people don't really like Sauvignon Blanc because it's green. Mm. But there's some amazing Sauvignon Blancs that have been made by South African winemakers that people are starting to enjoy.
Mm.
You know, I mean, red wines, people are actually chilling them now. I mean, you can chill a Pinot Noir and then drink it as if you're drinking white wine. So, yeah, we also try and source our wines from small boutique farms where we know that the wine has a story behind it.
Yes.
Because that's what wine is all about. Mm. You know, you would want to say, this bottle, where does it come from? Who made this wine? How did it come about? And that's the experience you also try, we're selling. Mm. We're also going to be creating this coming year education nights where our sommelier will actually take you through how wine is made without you having to go to Cape Town.
Yes. Sure, that sounds amazing. I just love the entire sound of Lewayne Chambre. Our guest is Walter Melato, who is the owner of this fantastic wine bar, should I call it? You know, I just love the entire educational aspect, and you can go there and not be judged. And I also think it's quite interesting when a wine becomes really popular that you switch it up after 3 months, because it must be interesting to try and navigate your way through people who are quote unquote regulars. But I suppose that they're used to the culture of things changing up quite a lot, and perhaps that's what draws them there.
Yes. And also the other nice part is, you know, when you have your international wines by the glass, people are always excited because, for starters, international wines are pricey because of the rental exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to be able to come and actually have a taster of Chablis, you know, and go home and go back to what you drink, it also gives you, it's sort of an inspirational to say, when I do come back, I'm going for a bottle.
And we all know where we're going to be this afternoon after the show. We'll be making our way to Lewayne Chambre, Walter Melato, who's the owner of this wine bar based in Ilovo Sandton. Thank you so much. Thank you for the tapas earlier. And just, I love the whole idea of this wine bar. It's really fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much. It was nice to be here.